This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Confirmed, you would not be getting Justice Scalia. You would be getting Justice Barrett.
It is day two of the confirmation hearings for President Donald Trump's nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. She, like her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, claims to be an originalist. She explained to those in the hearing just what exactly that means.
That I interpret the Constitution as a law, that I interpret its text as text, and I understand it to have the meaning that it had at the time people ratified it. Okay. So that meaning doesn't change over time, and it's not up to me to update it or infuse my own policy views into it.
Perhaps the issue first and foremost in most everyone's minds, Supreme Court Justice Designate Amy Coney Barrett says she will not announce whether she believes Roe v. Wade should be overturned, making abortion illegal, at least at the federal level.
If that question ever came before me, I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process.
Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham has promised that his committee vote will likely take place this Thursday, October the 15th at 9 a.m. From the southern state of Georgia, the Secretary of State's office says more than 128,000 Georgians went to the polls on Monday, a record for the first day of early voting in the state. The high turnout saw eager voters waiting in hours-long lines across the state to cast their ballots. Election officials and advocacy groups have been pushing people to vote early, either in person or by absentee ballot, in anticipation of record turnout and concerns about coronavirus. This is VOA News. Facebook is making a large donation to Britain's Bletchley Park, which played a vital role in World War II after the historic site lost much of its income amid the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
Facebook says the $1.3 million donation is in recognition of Bletchley Park's legacy as the spiritual home of modern computing. The Victorian country house had been the center of a vast network of World War II code breakers who helped decipher hostile comms, so contributing to the Allied victory. Now a heritage attraction, it had to close its doors when the virus hit. Facebook says its donation aims to help it weather the crisis by saving some staff from redundancy and preserving its visitor experiences. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In the wake of heat waves, global warming, forest fires, storms, droughts, and a rising number of hurricanes, the UN Weather Agency is warning that the number of people who need international humanitarian help could rise by 50% by 2030 compared to the 108 million who needed the help in 2018. In a new report released Tuesday, the World Meteorological Agency says more disasters attributed to weather are taking place each year. It said over 11,000 disasters have been attributed to weather, climate, and phenomena like tsunamis over the last 50 years. New figures released today by the Chinese government show the world's second largest economy continues its rapid recovery from the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese exports rose 9.9% in September compared to a year ago. Analysts saying the rise was spurred on by global demand for Chinese-made personal protective gear and other medical supplies to curb the spread of COVID-19. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has made a rare public visit to the coastal province of Latakia, where he toured areas that suffered heavy damage in last week's wildfires that killed three people. Assad's public visits to areas around Syria have been rare since the country's conflict began in March of 2011. The conflict has killed nearly 400,000 and displaced half of Syria's population, including more than 5 million who became refugees, mostly in neighboring countries. The United Nations says Pakistan's timely national response and cooperation with neighboring countries, including arch-rival India, have averted what was predicted to have been a devastating invasion of desert locusts. Pakistani government declared a national emergency in late January. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.